now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, on that chipper note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country that we give lots of love to, but it's all about the multiple platforms, radio on the go, and the various different ways that you can get them. Joe has all the devices, and therefore he's the most qualified to talk about it.
And there are a myriad of devices and a myriad of platforms that you can take advantage of to listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack, not the least of which is the award-winning website of sportsbyline.com. Of Sports Byline, it's called sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app, Bob. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it PC, be it Android, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Again, a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of, as well as probably a few you can't. And there's also a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. It's a relationship that we're quite proud of, and the Jefe started it, and we're happy to continue it.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we'll set the table for a big two-hour extravaganza of the Spano and Black Attack and start knocking things down. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. You know what the drill is. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country, yep, and they're along for the ride as well. But it's time to set the table and get this show on the road.
Bob, you're exactly right. We got a big guest roster today here on the Spano and Black Attack, so we'll start by running that down. Then we'll get into kind of how where we're going to take this show, and then we'll start knocking stuff down, as you said. 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Merrill Davis and Charlie White, the 2014 Olympic gold medalist ice dancing pair from the Sochi Olympics, are going to join us at 40 after the hour. And that's going to be real fun because one thing about the United States, they've never been very good at ice dancing before Merrill Davis and Charlie White, and they're the first Olympic gold medalists we've ever had in that sport since it was created in 1976. So that'll be fun, 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. At 10 after 9 Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, Jason Cameron from the Do-It-Yourself Network will join us. It's getting warm out all over the country, even in the normally cold Northeast, and it's time to start caring for that lawn. And Jason's going to help give us some tips on how to get the best lawn and all kinds of other things along those lines, as who doesn't want to have nice green grass in front of their house for spring and summer, Bob?
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, outdoor activities breed outdoor fun. And if you're going to do that, got to roll around in the grass a little bit.
Exactly right. And he'll give you the best. He'll help give you the tips to have the best grass to roll around in. And then finally, 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Mike DeCorsi, Big Ten Network, and the Sporting News joins us, and he'll help us preview all the Sweet 16 action that's coming up today and tomorrow in the world of college basketball, Bob. And, you know, in between all of those guests, we're going to talk a little NFL, and that's where we'll start it up. But very quickly, we'll roll into college basketball and start focusing on some of these great Sweet 16 matchups that are coming up today and tomorrow in the world of men's college basketball.
No question about it. But, you know, when the owner meetings are going on, and you mentioned NFL, so let's talk about it a little bit. Are you a Monty Python fan?
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. I like them very much. Yeah,
well,
I think everybody
know,
likes Monty Python.
As they said, Raiders to the Vegas. Not quite dead yet.
Very true, Bob. You know, obviously the situation in Oakland is quite tenuous. They have a two-year lease, but no plan going forward for a new stadium and one that will give the Oakland Raiders what they need to compete in today's NFL. And without a stadium plan and without funding, Oakland is not a viable option as a long-term home for the Raiders. That said, there are a number of other cities interested in the Oakland Raiders, including San Antonio, and there's a host of cities along those lines interested in the Raiders. One of them is Las Vegas. They have a stadium plan in place that looks like it's already funded, so they're in many ways ahead of the game. And even Commissioner Goodell and other senior members of the National Football League have conceded, hey, Las Vegas is not dead. This is a real and viable option. If we had our druthers, we're not fans of relocation. We'd like the Raiders to stay in Oakland and stay in the Bay Area. But if that doesn't come to pass, Las Vegas is one of many options for the Oakland Raiders.
You know, it's interesting and you say that. And I believe the statement that you said is accurate. They're not fans of relocation. The hypocrisy of the league involved in it, however, it goes long and deep. And franchises do move around. Are they thrilled with it? No, they're not. But ultimately, they know there's not very much that they can do to forestall any movement of franchises once it's all said and done. They're tired of getting into the legal battles that they've gotten into in the past. You know, certainly they wanted, as we saw recently, Joe, they wanted to get back into the L.A. market. How could you not want to get back into the number two market? They have finally conceded that Las Vegas, even with the gambling, is a viable option for their league and for their sport. And I don't want to say they've surrendered to the reality, but I think the league themselves, and if you look at all the illegal gambling that goes on, and then you look at all the stuff that went on this past season with DraftKings and FanDuel being major sponsors in the league and everything else, they've kind of come to the realization that gambling ain't going away. And therefore, if a franchise wants to relocate to Las Vegas, they're not going to fight it tooth and nail like they would have, say, a decade ago.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Bob. And I think the big thing about Las Vegas, stadium plan in place and funding in place for a stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is in many ways a win-win for the NFL and for the Raiders. They need a home. You cut them out of Los Angeles and treated them as second-class citizens. So if you want to give them a comfortable landing spot that may be nearly as profitable to them as Los Angeles, let them go take this sweetheart deal in Vegas and stop fighting everything. At some point, you've got to throw Mark Davis a bone. The National Football League has been anything but generous to Mark Davis, and I think you'd agree with me there.
No question.
The way they set him up, in many ways, and the way they said, okay, well, the Rams are getting theirs. The Chargers can decide on if they want a piece of theirs. And after everybody else has been done cutting up the pie, if there's any leftovers, you can have it. It's akin to, you see lions go on a hunt. Well, what happens to the weakest, you know, what happens to the weakest lion? He has to wait for everybody else to eat before he can eat. Well, this is kind of the same thing here. Mark Davis and the Raiders have been made into the weakest lion. They only get to eat after the Rams and the Chargers are done snacking on that hyena. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you want to kind of heal those wounds, let Mark Davis take this sweetheart deal in Las Vegas with the Raiders if they can't work out something to their satisfaction in Oakland. And I don't see them doing that because Oakland doesn't have a stadium plan. They're no closer to funding, and I don't think that municipality has the money to build a stadium, and I really think that they're going to have to let the Raiders move on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. One of the lines within the article, and I'm on CBS.com, it says, the Vegas plan beats the Oakland plan because Oakland currently has no plan and zero funding for any potential plan, which is why the Raiders are in their current situation. I mean, you know, it they're going to have to move. They can't continue to just be hanging in limbo in an antiquated stadium that's not going to be replaced and just go on a year-to-year basis with a franchise. And I wanted to bring this out there for you, Joe, that, you know, let's be honest about it. This is a franchise that is getting ready to turn the corner.
Oh, they're going to be turning the corner this year. And I think I've talked about it a lot on this show and some of the times you've been here and some of the times you haven't. But after their run through the first wave of free agency, I anointed them a playoff team. And I anointed them already. I know it's this early date. But if you look at the uncertainty in that AFC West, the Broncos, for all they do have, they don't have a quarterback.
Right.
The Chargers have a long way to go. The Chiefs have just lost Justin Houston for part of, if not all of, the season. And they lost Sean Smith to the Raiders. So when you look at it, on this date, I would say, March 24th, 2016, I would make the Oakland Raiders the favorite to win the AFC West, and I'll go out on an even bigger limb. They will win the AFC West because they have a lot more money to play with and an entire draft to work on improving their roster. We'll pick it up more football on the other side on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack before we switch over to the NCAA basketball. That's all next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. We've got a big show in front of us today, but we've started with the National Football League, and you know, we'll get into the things that happened as far as rule changes go. There were a couple left, but we're talking about the Oakland Raiders, and Joe made the statement before we went to the break, and I couldn't be more in concurrence because we have discussed this before, that the Oakland Raiders will probably go in as the favorite, if not co-favorite with Kansas City. And you're right, Joe, about Kansas City losing Houston. But, you know, again, this is a playoff team that certainly figured it out under Andy Reid in the last season, certainly on the back end. And they'll still have a lot of playoff expectations in KC. They're not going to be as strong, obviously, because of the loss of Houston. But we talked about previously, you know, McKenzie got it right with the draft. He got key players in key positions that you needed to get and augmented it with judicious signings in free agency, and now this Oakland Raider franchise is pointed in the right direction. And as we talked about, probably favorites, if not co-favorites, for their division.
I think they go in as the favorite. I expect them to win it. I'm making the proclamation that they're going to win the AFC West because the Chiefs had a great year, but they haven't done much to build upon that yet, and I don't know how much they're going to be able to do. If anything, they're going to take some small steps backwards. The offense is what it is. We know what Alex Smith is, and I don't expect him to really ever be anything more than that. Not that there's anything wrong with what Alex Smith is, but this is what he is. So this is never going to be this dynamic home run hitting offense that the Raiders have the potential to be with one of the very best offensive lines now in all of football, a young signal caller, and all the explosive weapons. And on defense, which was the bell cow or the hallmark of this Kansas City Chiefs group, they've taken a major step back in a couple of areas. You lose Justin Houston for a big part of the season with the ACL injury that he's dealing with and having the operation at this late date. You also lost Sean Smith, who was one of your key starting corners, and now he's one of the key starting corners for the Oakland Raiders. So I think when you kind of mix this all up, the fact that the Raiders can still play in the second phase and wave of free agency with all the money they have available, they're drafting in a better spot than the Kansas City Chiefs. I think when you put all that together, it in my mind really is a no-brainer that the Oakland Raiders, they may not go in as the favorite, but when it's all said and done, they're going to come out as the AFC West champions, because you have a Kansas City team that is not as good, may have the same type of record because the division as a whole is not going to be particularly good this year. You have a Denver Broncos team coming off the Super Bowl that doesn't have a quarterback, and we're not sure where they're going to get one. They've had defections on their defense. It's clear they're going to take a step back. So I've anointed the Oakland Raiders at this early date the AFC West champions.
Yeah, on March 24th, I would tend to agree with you. There's a lot of time to be spent still, and let's see what Oakland does in the draft. But the one fly in the ointment, as it were, is Kansas City knows how to win at this point. Oakland is still learning. And you have to, in those tight situations and when the pressure's on and all of a sudden you're getting that national attention and all that scrutiny that comes along with being a better team than you've been in the past, you got to be able to operate under that spotlight. Once they prove that, yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this team.
Fair enough, Bob. What do you say we move on to some rule changes? I covered most of them yesterday. There was one in particular that was passed after we went off the air yesterday, and that was the rule change of the two personal fouls will equal an ejection.
Yep.
And I think that's where we should start. If time permits, and you want to weigh in on some of the others from yesterday, and I gave my thoughts on all of those, please feel free. And, you know, maybe I'll piggyback some of the things you said. But we covered most of the we covered them almost all of them yesterday, the seven that came to light before we went off the air. You know, once we went off the air, a couple of more were passed, and most notably of those was what we call the yellow card rule. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Two personal fouls in a game, and you are ejected. I know there's a lot more work to be done in some ways on this rule, and I think it's all in place, but framework is going to be important here because all personal fouls are not created equal. A lot of people don't realize clipping is a personal foul.
Right.
You don't see it called a lot in the NFL, but if you got two clipping calls made on you in this as far as penalties in the same game, I don't think you're going to be ejected. So these are going to be personal fouls that relate to unsportsmanlike conduct and, in some cases, blows on defensive receivers and things of that ilk. The framework will be made very clear, and I'm a proponent of this move just because the truth is we've seen on more than one occasion, most notably the Odell Beckham-Josh Norman game, New York versus Carolina, late in the regular season this past season, we've seen an awful lot of situations on this football field get out of control. A rule like this should keep a lot of this stuff in check. I've heard players like Richard Sherman and T.J. Ward be highly critical of this rule. And for once, I agree with Roger Goodell. Hey, you guys control this. Accord yourself accordingly on the field, and you won't be in a position to get ejected. And I don't think the rule is designed to throw a lot of people out. What it's designed to do is keep these games in check, keep them clean, keep it focused on football. And I think with the specter of ejection looming over the heads of a lot of players, it will serve its intended purpose without having an effect on play, in that I don't think it's going to throw guys out who are playing football and just happen to be called for unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, be they late hits on quarterbacks and hits on defenseless receivers, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate synopsis of what went on as far as their rewriting this, because they kind of adapted other things that were already in the rule book to this. The things that jump out at me a little bit is the discretionary aspect of the officials, which, of course, they need, but it also includes baiting and taunting, abusive, threatening, or insulting language or gestures to opponents, teammates, officials, or representatives of the league. And that's going to be a fine line for some of these officials. I mean, am I a big fan of the finger pointing and everything that else that goes on? No, I'm not. But, you know, one official may view one thing one way when it comes to that kind of behavior. One may view it a different way. And I think that's going to be on the officials to kind of develop a universal code, I guess, of what we can accept and what we can't accept. As far as that aspect of it goes, the physical aspect speaks for itself. It's necessary, Joe. It needs to happen. And
right.
Goodell was right. This does need to happen. Now, the one thing I didn't see, and this is where it does vary from the yellow card in soccer, is that it doesn't carry on to the next game. In soccer,
right. If you get ejected in the second half of a game, it's not like the college rule either. You know, if you get ejected for targeting in the second half of a college game, you're not eligible to come back and play until the second half of your next game. So if you're ejected late in an NFL game, well, clean slate the next Sunday. Start
right.
The game first quarter, no problem.
Well, and that's what I want to ask about. You know, if some of these guys who are perceived as dirty players, and there are dirty players within the league, decide they're going to take their one game pop at somebody, should it carry over to the next game where they're basically carrying a yellow card into their next contest? And if they get another personal foul, they get ejected.
Oh, no, you can't carry. No. I mean, if you were going to adopt the point system like the NBA does in the playoffs with flagrant fouls, that's different. But you're not going to take the one personal foul late in the game and carry it to the next game. That's silly.
The reason why I bring it up, my friend, is because of the fact that's exactly what they do in soccer. They carry the yellow card into the next match. And I'm just throwing it out there as a question. You know, because
here's a more realistic idea. Let's do what's done in college football. If you get thrown out in the second half of a game the previous week, you got to serve the first half of the next game, and you come back at halftime of the next game. You're going to serve a full game if you receive two unsportsmanlike conduct penalties that would cause an ejection. you'll serve a full game. The remaining half of the game, you rejected it if you rejected in the second half and the first half of next week's game. I'm not a believer in carrying the fouls forward. We haven't assigned a point system here, so I'm a believer that you start a clean slate each week. If you get ejected in the second half of the game, we'll see you in the second half of the next game.
Yeah, no, okay, like I said, I just wanted to throw it out there because that's the one major difference between the yellow card system in soccer and what we equated as a yellow card system here in football now that they've adapted this. Significant difference. Nothing carries over.
Now, again, there's got to be a limit on the verbal abuse and taunting, and there is going to have to be some discretion from these officials, and they're going to be relied upon to handle this correctly, much like NBA officials are relied upon to handle such things correctly. Now, with NBA officials, a lot of times it's directed at them, not taunting, but arguing. NFL officials don't take as much of that. This is more controlling a game as it goes on. And I don't think that's going to be an overriding problem. I basically like the framework. They pass this on a one-year basis, so that way if there are tweaks that need to be made, they can be made. So we'll watch how it unfolds. But we're going to talk to Merrill Davis, Charlie White next here on the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the coast. We're waiting on Merrill Davis and Charlie White, who will be talking to us live from China, Joe, on top of the Great Wall. And from what I understand, it is a great wall. Not as great as what Donald Trump's going to build, but great.
Yeah, Donald Trump's building it. The Mexicans are going to pay for it.
Well, any ice dancing there?
There's no ice dancing in Mexico. I think we're safe to assume that. But we're eagerly awaiting, as you said, Merrill Davis and Charlie White. And we look forward to talking to them about being at the Great Wall of China. And, you know, their Olympic experience and everything else. It's pretty exciting to be talking to them as this edition of Spano and Black Attack continues to unfold. So once they jump on board with us, we'll dive in and we will talk to them about their experience in Sochi and more. And we do have them right now. Bob, so joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, the 2014 Olympic gold medalist ice dancing champions, something you don't say about Americans very often. It's Merrill Davis. It's Charlie White. Guys, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
First of all, before we start talking about your career, the experience in Sochi, you're in Beijing, China, right at the Great Wall of China. Tell us about what you're doing there and how much fun you're having. Why don't we start there, guys?
Sure. Well, yeah, we're incredibly lucky and incredibly excited to be here in Beijing with Visa as a part of the 2016 U.S.-China Tourism Year. We're encouraging people back home to come here to this beautiful country, this beautiful place, to see the amazing sights for themselves.
Charlie, let me direct this at you. The excitement of the event itself, but talk a little bit about what's going on up there. How are the people going to be able to view certain things and you know, the environment itself as far as being on top of the Great Wall to promote this event?
Absolutely, yeah. China's done a wonderful job of, bringing and making its culture so accessible to U.S. tourists. And obviously one of the most amazing things in the world is the Great Wall of China. And we've had the fortune of going there before, and we're like Merrill said, we're going to have the opportunity to lead a pack of American tourists who are so excited to be here. And, it's one of those things that when you see it, you almost can't believe that it's real. So just taking that in and being able to enjoy a sight like that is an experience that no one can forget.
Merrill, I'll direct this question at you. In 2014 in Sochi, you made history in this country by, along with Charlie, by winning a gold medal in ice dancing. And let's not only talk about the experience and how great that was, but also talk about how uphill a battle it was as an ice dancing pair in this country winning a gold medal. It's a part of the sport of figure skating that we haven't excelled at. So take us through the entire process, the growth process to becoming champions and everything else, along with the experience that culminated in Sochi with a gold medal.
Sure. You pose the question so well. You know, you say that the uphill battle and the journey and why it was so exciting to finally win that gold medal. And I think those two really go hand in hand. I think that the challenges, sort of facing those challenges and pushing through, and as you say, sometimes a bit of an uphill battle, that's really what makes it so worthwhile. That's what makes it such a beautiful experience. You know, to be standing on top of an Olympic podium and remember the challenges, remember getting through them together and with our support system, I think that's what makes it so special and so memorable for us. Ice dance had not had an Olympic gold medal in the past for the United States, but we had a lot of success building up till that point. So we're so honored to be the first American team to have that achievement, and we certainly don't think we'll be the last.
And Charlie, with great success comes great responsibility, and obviously Visa and the American government, and therefore the Chinese government as well, took it upon themselves to involve the two of you in what is a pretty significant cultural exchange. When we see what's going on in the world today, nothing better that can bridge the gap between two cultures than sport.
That's absolutely right, and I think, you know, we're so lucky to have been given such a unique and wonderful perspective on the world and on people. And, you know, you really learn a lot about yourself when you're an athlete, but you learn a lot about the world as well. And You know, and I think that the tourism is really a key aspect of you know, sort of uniting the world, and just like sports. And it gives you a really amazing perspective and just takes you outside of your comfort zone a little bit to understand, you know, sort of where we all fit and just how wonderful the rest of the world can be. So, you know, that's why we're promoting it. We've had the ability and opportunity to come to China many, many times, and I think that a lot of people will be grateful if they can do the same.
You've been listening to the dulcet tones of Charlie White and Merrill Davis. They're the 2014 Olympic gold medalist ice dancing champions from the Sochi Olympics, and they're kind enough to join us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You're spending time in Beijing, very, very close to the 2016 World Championships. How's the preparation going for the World Championships? And obviously, I figure you guys are expecting gold for yourselves, but not only talk about your preparation in getting ready for the 2016 World Championships, Merrill, but also talk about some of the key competition that you'll be facing in those worlds.
Well, you know, we won't actually be facing the competition this time around. We're not competing this year, so we'll be headed to the World Championships in Boston, helping out backstage and just getting a chance to really enjoy the competition, which is a bit different for us. Usually, as you say, we're on the ice, and so because we're not on the ice this time around, we are able to do things like this, being here in Beijing and celebrating this great initiative, which we wouldn't really be able to do things like that if we were headed to competition next week. So definitely looking forward to being there, but also glad to be able to do things like this here in Beijing.
Well, talking about competition, what are plans for 2018, or are there?
Yeah, we're still undecided, and you know, having competed at two Olympics already and medaling at both of those, we really understand just what it takes to succeed at the highest level. And you know, for us, after winning in 2014, we recognized that we needed some time away from the sport, and but while definitely leaving the option open to return, and it's just we have about 6 to 8 more months to see how we feel, and if we feel like it's good to go, we'll be back in it. But otherwise, you know, we've had an awesome career anyway. So it's really, we feel like it's a win-win.
Now, Merrill, I'll direct this at you. Charlie talked about the fact that you guys are undecided on 2018. You're not participating in the Worlds this year as competitors. If you do decide to make a run at 2018, what would it take, not only as far as getting back to the top of your game, but also what competitions would you have to participate in, and how uphill a battle would it be by not participating in the Worlds in 2016 to get back in the world-class picture and be eligible for the Olympics?
Sure. It certainly would be a challenge, as you say, but we're no strangers to challenge, and it's something that we certainly welcome. Luckily, we do have incredible competition. The world of ice dance, not only in the U.S., but across the world, is incredibly strong. So we certainly would be facing tough competition, and I think that that's something that we enjoy, getting a chance to watch. It's a sport that we love. It's a sport that we've really dedicated so much of our lives to. So to see the sport going in a great direction is something that we're really proud of. But certainly it would be an incredible challenge to get back into a position to compete at the Olympic Games, as it would for anyone. So it's going to be a decision that we really have to think through carefully.
Charlie, as we let you go, please give us the final information on how we can find out more information about this great, great event that the two of you are participating in.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would direct everyone to visa.com. For more information on this excellent opportunity of the tourism year between the U.S. and China. And if they're interested, they can stop by our social media pages where we're going to be posting pictures, videos, and just showing how much fun it is.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. Have fun. Enjoy the experience itself. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again down the line. We don't want you to step off the ice just quite yet.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
It was our pleasure, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Merrill Davis. Charlie White, Joe. Fun.
Yeah, exactly right, Bob. 2014 Olympic gold medalists in ice dancing, they made history in this country. I know, you know, Merrill and Charlie both alluded to the fact that there's been previous success in ice dancing in this country, and it really, but it's been limited. The gold has never come to the U.S. in ice dancing since the sport was created and put into the Olympics in 1976. So in many ways, they were trailblazers, and it is an uphill battle. It's one thing when you're a female figure skater competing in the singles, or your male figure skater competing as a single, or even in pairs where the U.S. has had success at the highest level and won gold. When nobody's done that before, it's a challenge to find the right choreographers, because there's a whole process that goes with successful ice skating and competing in an event of this nature. So obviously finding the right choreographers that can choreograph a gold medal winning performance in ice dancing, you know, getting some of that elite training specifically in the discipline of ice dancing, because we just haven't had that kind of success. So now maybe Merrill Davis and Charlie White, you know, if they move forward and go on to something else in their lives, maybe they can be the springboard to other pairs having success in ice dancing. And when I say success, I mean that ultimate success, gold medals in things like the Worlds and in the Olympic Games. And maybe their experience showed us how to do ice dancing right and compete on an elite level in the international stage, Bob.
And no question about it. I think you raised great points there. But I think you could also hear it in their voices. You know, we talk about it all the time on how it's not so much the game on Sunday when we make our football references. It's all the prep leading up to it that sometimes wears these guys down, where it's time for them to step off the stage. And you can kind of hear that in there. Well, you know, we're not competing this year and we're leaving the door open, but it's all the things you talked about, plus the mental grind of getting ready for these major international competitions. And it's tough, the travel and the sacrifice from family. And, you know, they disappear for months on end in order to prepare for these kind of things. And they're not always willing at a certain point to be able to do that. I mean, this pair has achieved everything they could possibly achieve on the world stage. You can hear it in their voice. They're contemplating stepping out. I understand it.
And, you know, for them to step back in at this late date would put them behind the eight ball. There's a level of training that they would have to endure at this late date that would put them behind other elite ice dancing teams in the world and in this country in order to qualify for an Olympic berth. And that was kind of what I was alluding to.
Yep.
By not competing in the Worlds in 2016, and they also obviously probably didn't compete in the U.S. championships, what would they have to do to get on track? What would the path be? And they would be an uphill battle, because you'd have, I guess, the U.S. and World Championships in 2017, and that would be the only way, based on finishes there, that they could make themselves eligible for the Olympics. So they wouldn't have much margin for error. They're jumping in late. It would be a real uphill battle to choreograph the routines, get back in sync, and get back into that A level of condition and competitiveness that it takes to succeed on that world stage. So I don't want to read into anything, but it looks to me like they're ready to move on with the next phase of their lives.
Yep, I believe the same thing.
We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we have our moments. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. That was a fun interview, man. I can't even imagine standing on top of the Great Wall of China, hanging out.
I'd like to dump you on one side, make sure you couldn't get over.
I bet I could.
Take a lot of climbing.
Yeah, I get there. I'm old. I ain't dead.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe we'll put you on the other side of the wall that Donald Trump's going to build if he becomes president.
I've been there before, too.
I wonder how tall the wall he's going to build. You know, he's building a wall saying, well, nobody will be able, assuming that nobody will be able to get over the wall. Should be interesting.
Yeah. See if it gets that far.
First, he's got to become president.
And there you go.
I am not convinced that that's something that can actually happen, Bob. I got to tell you the truth. And again, we don't like to get all political on this show, but the realities are it's a Republican Party that doesn't want him to be president, and they will do anything in their power to make sure the candidate that they run is somebody other than Donald Trump. And they will do everything in their power, right down to perhaps brokering their own convention, to kind of make sure that the people of the Republican Party don't get what they want and that the powers that be in the Republican Party get what they want.
Yeah, well, if they do that, because the people are speaking, and I'm not saying who I am for one way or the other, because he's not my first choice, actually, but they will ensure the election of Hillary Clinton.
Well, not for that.
If they do that.
Right. So. We're not getting political, but there's a real,
Right.
But there's a real distinct chance that that's how this all goes down, Bob.
Could play that way.
It really could. On that note, we tie a bow around a great hour one of the Spano and Black Attack. Hour two going to be jam packed as well. A couple of guests, a little college basketball, and a little bit of do it yourself lawn care. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
An international manhunt underway for more suspects linked to Tuesday's deadly terror attacks in Brussels. Reports are that Belgian authorities believe a second suspect might have been involved in the bombing at a downtown subway station. And now family members of two missing New York City siblings in the deadly Brussels attack are heading to Belgium.
Loved ones are not giving up hope, heading to Brussels to try and find Sasha and Alexander Pinchowski. Family members say the New York siblings were last on the phone with their mother while at the Brussels airport when the call died after a loud explosion Tuesday. Now, they've been on social media asking anyone from the airport or hospital to just contact them with information. Now, Alex happens to be engaged to the daughter of a former U.S. ambassador of Denmark. That would be James Kane. He and his daughter going to Brussels. Scott Pringle, New York.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
A priest could be facing crucifixion in Yemen after ISIS terrorists raid a retirement home and take him hostage earlier this month. Media reports say the terrorists stormed the facility and killed 16 people, took him hostage, reportedly torturing him, and could crucify him Good Friday. The Maricopa County recorder is taking the blame for long lines at voting polls.
I hope that that would never happen again. I will do everything in my power that will never happen again.
Helen Purcell telling the county board that her office wasn't prepared for such a high voter turnout. The county reducing the number of polling places to 60. As a result, some people waiting in line for at least 3 hours to vote. Hundreds of drivers stranded on Colorado highways during a record-breaking spring blizzard. National Weather Service says over a foot of snow falling in Denver Wednesday, stretching all the way to Wisconsin, where there's a state of emergency being declared. And former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle being met with some irony in prison. TMZ saying he's started a new job to hand out sandwiches to corrections officers. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison last November. This is USA Radio News.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sales going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Accused Colorado Planned Parenthood shooter Robert Deere Jr. in court today for an update on his mental competency. A status conference scheduled for yesterday, but it had to be continued because of weather. Deere had previously told a TV station his doctors told him he was declared incompetent to stand trial. Red Cross asking for blood, USA Radio's Anthony Lacero reports.
The American Red Cross is asking for donations of type O negative blood. Due to a shortage of that blood type, O negative can be transfused to patients with any blood type and most commonly used in emergency situations. Less than 7% of the U.S. population has type O negative. The Red Cross can be contacted by visiting redcrossblood.org.
A California woman who was murdered by her ex-husband in 2006 finally being laid to rest.
Debbie Hawk went missing from her Hanford home in June of 2006. After digging deeper into her relationship with her ex-husband, police found out Hawk had been stealing money from his children's trust fund accounts. They believe the discovery of the crime in the court case related to the embezzlement was the motive for murdering his wife. Since around that time, gradual leveling and moving of a rural Kings County field eventually exposed the grave.
The majority of the remains or the bones of Debbie have been recovered. They've recovered the vast amount of the bones from her body.
Hawk was arrested in 2008 and was sentenced to life in prison.
Tammy Rose reporting, and I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get more news at USARadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Nice one, Robert. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA if you want to reach out to us. That Larry David bit's going to go on for a long, long time. And if Trump gets the nomination, Joe, they're going to have a lot of fun with that on SNL.
They sure are, Bob. And we do have a huge hour out in front of us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Quickly, we'll set the table, and then we'll run into the myriad of ways that in 2016 you can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline. So let's start 10 after this hour, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Jason Cameron, Do-It-Yourself Network. Going to give you tips on how to get a better lawn. So we'll spend a little time with him as spring is sprung. Always a good time to take a look at your lawn. And 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Mike DeCorsi, Big Ten Network, and the Sporting News. He'll help us preview all those Sweet 16 matchups that are coming up in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament tonight and tomorrow night. But
tonight.
Yeah, tonight, exactly right. But so many of our listeners like to listen to their Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go. Number of different ways that they can do it. Whether it be by going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, clicking on the Listen Live link, or checking out the array of archived interviews on our homepage, downloading the iHeart or TuneIn Radio apps, going to Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, or for our service people, checking us out on the American Forces Radio Network around the world, Bob, where they can listen not only to Spano and Black Attack, but any of the other programming on Sports Byline.
Happy to be a part of it. Very proud to be a part of it.
Jason Cameron, Do-It-Yourself Network, on the other side. We're talking lawn care next. You listen to us in for the next 10 minutes, and you'll have the best lawn in the neighborhood. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. Trial Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Jason Cameron. You know him from as the host of DIY's Network's Desperate Landscapes. And, man, I've had a few of those, Man Caves and Sledgehammer, and he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Jason. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. You know, I've had the ultimate moon crater lawn a couple of times. And if we're going to get it fixed, you're the one to talk to it about.
Well, listen, I you know, the show's called Desperate Landscapes. I see them all the time. That's what we run into, are the desperate landscapes. So I think, you know, listen, everybody, it's springtime. Everybody's getting excited. They want to be out in their lawn. And that's what you want to show off, is your lawn, right? That's the biggest thing people see. So some really good tips for that is, number one, a good raking. You want to rake your lawn. You do it in the fall to get rid of the leaves, but you got to do it in the spring to get rid of all the dead material and the thatch and promote good growth, which is to get more airflow and more sunshine. So that's essential. Also, feeding your lawn, two best times are fall and spring, so using a good fertilizer, and then watering. Watering is crucial, but you don't want to overwater. I see people overwater, and make sure you water in the morning, not at night. And then also a good mow. So you want to mow your lawn with a sharp, nice sharp blade, but also mow it high. The mistake people make is they mow their lawn too short, so keep it about 2.5 inches high.
You know, Jason, you talked about a couple of things there, and you went by them a little quickly, and I'd like to double back to them because I think they're very valuable lessons. You talked, number one, about watering in the morning. For many of us who have in-ground sprinkler systems like myself, all you got to do is set it for the right time. For those that don't, make an effort to get up early. But talk about how important it is to water in those pre-dawn hours or in that very, very early morning before the sun is high in the sky so that you don't end up with a scorched lawn, number one. And number two, very same thing. If you mow too low and you cut that lawn too close, you end up with a scorched lawn. And talk about the damage this scorched lawn can do. Talk about how important it is to avoid it. And if you can give us some insight on how to fix that once you've done that damage, talk to us a little bit about all those things.
Yeah, well, you know, the watering is crucial. I know I went over those fast, but watering in the morning is very important because, you know, it depends on the climate you live in. But if you water in the middle of the day when the sun is at its highest, the water is going to evaporate too quickly. And if you water at night, that's the worst thing you can do for a lawn, in my opinion, is water at night, because what that does is sets it up for disease and fungus. So do not do it at night. If anything, don't water then. Leave, because your grass will do better without it. But in the morning is the best time, because that's when it's most apt to do the best work, when the sun is just coming up. So early in the morning is the best time. Cutting your lawn at the right height, people think they need to cut it short because it means it's going to have to mow it less. That is not true. It's a falsehood. So 2.5 inches is perfect because it shades the soil. That's the most important thing. Shades the soil. It's healthier for the grass. And it also keeps the sun from getting to some of the weeds that need to germinate. So that's why that's very important. And also the clippings, when you cut it and you have a sharp blade, let those clippings go down into the grass, because that's more nitrogen for the grass to get healthier. So those are all really important things, and but very simple things that people do themselves. If you have a sprinkler system, you can set it for that. If you need to water it yourself, either get up early or try to get it earlier in the morning and not later in the evening.
Well, Jason, you know, one of the things that happens is we all get older, and I'm certainly falling into that category. how can we still be interested in making sure our lawn is maintained the proper way without having that bad back at the end of the workday?
Well, listen, look, we all run into that, but that comes down to the tools that you use. You got to have a good toolbox for that. So there's a lot of great technology out there right now that people should be aware of. You know, the Bluetooth technology now, which is introduced in lawnmowers and rider mowers. For instance, Cub Cadet has their new Enduro series out, their lawnmower tractor. I'm excited about this because it's the first one that has electronic fuel injection, which has never been done on a lawnmower that I'm aware of. So that is great because it's going to save you. Not only is it going to run better, but it's going to save you 25% fuel over a carbureted engine. And the Bluetooth technology can communicate with your smart device and let you know when maintenance is due. So those are cool things. Core technology is out now, where, you know, it gives you the sophistication of the power of the same technology as a wind turbine, but it does, you don't have to use the gas. So these are just technologies that are going to make your life easier and make it easier on your body as well.
You know, you mentioned Cub Cadet, Jason, and you're going to provide us and tell us about an opportunity to win the lawnmower of your dreams from Cub Cadet.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is it's called the Ready, Set, Mow Challenge. I'm really excited to team up with them on this. Basically what it is, it's just a chance for you to get out in your lawn, in your prize of a lawn that you've been working on, and take pictures of yourself, because most people are doing that nowadays anyway, right, the selfies. And just use hashtag Ready, Set, Mow and hashtag sweepstakes and post those. And you could be spotlighted on the social media pages. But what they're going to do is randomly choose two finalists in June to travel to Bristol, Tennessee as a VIP guest of the NHRA race and compete head-to-head in some lawnmower feats of strength, if you will, for the grand prize, which is that Enduro Series lawn tractor with all that great technology. So I think it's really cool. I think it's something that, you know, you're in your lawn anyway, you're taking pictures, why not be part of this Ready, Set, Mow Challenge?
No question about it. Jason, you know, it is an interesting progression for you. You know, you started indoors as a carpenter and outdoors as a carpenter, and then kind of worked your way to the front lawn. How did that evolution take place?
Life is crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's the way these things happen. Listen, I'm an outdoors person. I've been all my life. I grew up in the outdoors. My mom had to drag me in as a little kid. So, I mean, it was a natural progression for me. Growing up in the trades all my life and then getting into hardscapes and then ultimately into landscapes, it was just a natural progression. So it's something I love. I mean, you'll always find me outside either taking care of my lawn or somebody else's.
Jason, last one from me before we let you run. You talked about some great tips for lawn care. And a lot of times as spring rolls into summer, with lawn care also comes, you know, I'm going to do some work in the flower beds and decorate and accentuate my great lawn. Any simple recommendations on some hardy flowers that will look very nice, provide you color, but also stand up well to the rigors of a summer season and not kind of just wilt away on you?
Yeah, you know, you've got to find those plants that are going to flower for you, but also be able to maintain the stoutness, if you will. So, listen, my best advice for people is to visit the local nursery, because depending on what growing zone you're in, depending on where you're at, depending on your soil conditions, visit your local nursery, and they can give you the best advice on the annuals and perennials that are going to do best in your environment. Because if you're going to spend money on something, you want to make sure you get the most out of it and doesn't die right away. So you got to choose carefully, but you definitely want color in your landscape. So you're going to get that with the flowering annuals and perennials. So, but visit your local nursery and find out from them as to what's going to grow best in your zone.
Jason, we appreciate the couple minutes as we let you out the door. Where can we find more info on the Cub Cadet?
Well, and everything we just talked about, the sweepstakes and all the tips, you can go to cubcadet.com. It's all right there.
We appreciate it. You're welcome back anytime. You need a little more caffeine, a little more coffee to jumpstart your day.
A little bit. I'll try that next time.
All right. Jason Cameron joining us on the attack. Man, he's fun. You can hear the passion, Joe. He has a good time doing it, and he likes being creative.
Hey, this is the time of year, though, Bob. Lawn care is important. And
yeah,
I know those tips are rather obvious on the surface, but go around your neighborhood and see how many people are pulling out the sprinkler at noon.
Oh, yeah.
Or how many people who have in-ground sprinklers like myself and have them set for 7 o'clock at night, 3 in the afternoon, instead of 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and have them do the cycle and have them finish just before sunrise.
Yeah, so, you know, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish the thought.
So while these tips are obvious, a lot of people don't follow them, and they make a huge difference in how nice your lawn looks. The same thing with cutting too close.
Yep.
Lawn immediately burns, and that's damage that's hard to overcome, and it can take an entire season or more for you to overcome that damage to your lawn once it's started.
No question. And you know how I am about plants and foliage and things along those lines. I love getting my hands dirty. And, you know, he made a great point about the nurseries. You know, you go to your local guy, but also go to a guy you feel comfortable with. You know, make sure he's not looking to move the flats out that have been lagging behind. Try to get the stuff that matches your terrain, whether you're down by the water or a little further inland or whatever the circumstances are. Makes a lot, big difference in how your flowers are going to bloom and how long they're going to survive during the season.
Well said, Bob. I couldn't add a thing, and I think we really hit a home run on your lawn care and on your general outdoor landscaping as we now roll into spring and head towards summer. Over the next weeks and months, everybody's going to be out there getting that lawn up to speed and getting those flower beds looking as nice as they can look. On the other side, Bob, we've got to jump on the college basketball hardwood and start talking Sweet 16 NCAA men's college basketball tournament style, all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, as we jump into the NCAA tournament, Joe, and I know the carnage in your bracket was every bit as bad as the carnage in my bracket. I guess the best description was wild and woolly.
Wild and woolly, a lot of, you know, it's interesting, and I talked about this on Monday after we got clear of the first weekend. It was a wild and woolly first weekend, and probably the best first weekend of the tournament that I can remember, right up until the next best first weekend of the tournament. But this past one was terrific, and it had everything from double overtimes to buzzer beater shots to improbable comebacks to Cinderella stories and everything in between. This first weekend had everything, and you had those upsets, and you had the double-digit seeds knocking out, you know, from those mid-majors, knocking out power conference high seeds. So you really had everything, and it was a wild and woolly first weekend. But ironically, when the dust settles and you look at what's left in the Sweet 16, here's what you see. A bunch of chalk.
Yep.
A bunch of power conference teams. A bunch of storied programs. And just a little smattering of real Cinderella stories in the form of double-digit seeds. But even those teams either come from power conferences or are just these transcendent programs within college basketball. If you look, there's no mid-majors left amongst this 16, because we've talked about it before. Gonzaga may not play in a power conference, but they're far from a mid-major. Mid-major, quote-unquote mid-majors like Wichita State and Gonzaga, because of their sustained success in the tournament, they've gone beyond mid-major status. They don't deal with what mid-majors deal with as far as lack of TV profile, inability to schedule games. They don't deal with any of those issues, so I don't even count them as a mid-major. So when you look at the 16 teams that are left, 15 of them from power conferences, a whole bunch of them storied programs, and yep, none that anybody would qualify would characterize as a mid-major, all power teams.
Yep, no Cinderellas. And, you know, if you remember back to last year, you didn't have the rash of upsets as you had this year. And you know, we talked about it quite a bit at the time that, you know, there were good storylines and there were some competitive games and upsets sprinkled in here and there, but nothing like we had this year. But then it settled down again. And, you know, as you said, very accurately so, power conference teams, literally 15 out of 16. And, you know, if you want to qualify anybody as a Cinderella, it probably would be Syracuse.
And Gonzaga, definitely.
But I think as you
they
said,
barely
you
made
know,
this tournament, Bob. They had a, by their standards, a rough year. But
right,
again, we're qualifying them as Cinderellas, and one is the biggest and brightest mid-major program in the country in Gonzaga, and a program that doesn't really have mid-major status despite their conference affiliation. And the other one is Syracuse, one of right, the most storied programs in the country that comes from the most storied basketball conference in America.
No question about it. And you know, I well put in the aspect of, you know, there are your double-digit seeds. And they struggled. But, you know, it was funny, though, leading into the tournament. I mean, you could kind of see with both of these teams that they were starting to get it together at the right time. But you didn't know coming off what happened in the course of the regular season whether or not either team was going to be able to survive that barrage in the first round. Well, Gonzaga just wiped Seton Hall off the map. And as much as we love Dayton and Archie, Syracuse did the exact same thing. They just obliterated them.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, when you looked at the Gonzaga and Seton Hall matchup, and I covered a lot of this earlier in the week, so I'll be quick about this. It was a battle between backcourt and frontcourt. That's how we all looked at it going in. Seton Hall having the terrific backcourt, Gonzaga having the terrific frontcourt. Well, Seton Hall couldn't shoot straight. Their guard play has improved enough to allow them to more often than not play the opposition's guards to something close to a stalemate, and then they dominate with their frontcourt. And that's basically what happened in their matchup against Seton Hall, and that's what happened again in their matchup against Utah.
Yep.
You know, their guards did enough. Were they great? No. But they've done enough to kind of play the opposition guards to something near a stalemate, and then they dominate with Sabonis and Wiltshire in the front court. And that's their formula. All year long, they struggled to get enough quality play out of their guards, and it caused them to have an up-and-down season. As they moved into their conference tournament, now the NCAA tournament, they're getting much better guard play, or at least representative guard play.
You know, you're spot on right there. And then, you know, you flip it to the other matchup, and Syracuse having the good fortune of seeing Michigan State disappear. They took care of their business against Dayton in an impressive way, and were every bit as impressive against Middle Tennessee. So yes, the path got easy for them once Michigan State was out of the way. But, you know, considering how Syracuse had struggled over the course of the year, right now they're looking pretty damn impressive, and I'm going to love this matchup.
I am too. I would favor Gonzaga in that matchup if you were to ask me, and that's
well, I well,
you know,
I got
that's
him picked.
Pardon me?
I said I got him picked on this one. I had them going up against Michigan State, but I had them, you know, losing here against Michigan State.
Right.
So
you know, in this Sweet 16 matchup, the one against the one where it's a battle of double digit seeds, Syracuse number 10 out of that Midwest region, Gonzaga number 11 out of that Midwest region, takes place in Chicago. It's one of the Friday night matchups. It's the last of the Friday night matchups in that Midwest region. I like Gonzaga. I think their front court with Wiltshire and Sabonis is that good, and I think they're getting enough guard play.
Yeah,
so
I
like Gonzaga in what will be a very close game, and I think they'll have some issues dealing with that Syracuse 2-3 zone. But I think when it's all said and done, Sabonis and Wiltshire take over and do enough to advance Gonzaga to the Elite Eight.
Yep. As far as the game itself goes, I agree with you. I think that's a spot-on call. I have to pick them to go out here just because of the fact I picked them to go out here against Michigan State as far as the legit bracket goes. But I do like the matchup. But both of these teams have been very, very impressive getting this far.
They sure have, Bob. I mean, Syracuse, I didn't think would get past Archie Miller's Dayton club. Unfortunately, ran into a Dayton Flyers group that was not playing its best ball coming into this tournament. Archie Miller's group really struggled since late January. It wasn't that they were awful, but it was very, very up and down throughout the back month of the season. And when they got into the NCAA tournament, they just weren't particularly impressive.
No, they weren't. Absolutely not. Where do you want to go next, my friend?
Okay, well you know, if we're going to – time is a little bit short, and on the other side we're going to be joined by Mike DeCorsi, and we'll get his take on a lot of this. Since we're already in Friday, let's stay Friday. Let's go to the other matchup in the Midwest Regional out in Chicago at the United Center, and that's a number 4 seed Iowa State, number 1 seed Virginia in what will be a battle of styles. You know, styles make fights.
Yep.
And Virginia – their calling card under Tony Bennett is their defense, and their slow it down tempo. What I like about them this year is Brogdon and Parentis are much better scorers than they have been in years past, and they've grown on the offensive end, along with Anthony Gill. Now, I'm not telling you Virginia is this great scoring team, but unlike in years past where I love their defense and despise their offense, I don't despise their offense, and I find it a good compliment for their stifling defense. Iowa State, on the other hand, they only go six deep. They're a great offensive team under Steve Prohm taking over for the mayor, and they haven't missed a beat offensively. Georgie Niang, unlike last year, has had a terrific year. The growth of Monty Morris at the point guard spot has been incredible. This is going to be styles make fights. It's always a little easier to slow something down than it is to speed it up, even with a 30-second shot clock now in place. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think each side's going to have their moments. But when we're all said and done, I think Virginia's going to do just enough on the offensive end, and their physicality will wear down a thin Iowa State team. And if they were to get by today, the second game in a tournament weekend setting is always tough for a group like Iowa State, because they only go about six deep.
Yeah, and the depth is the problem. And Virginia's physicality is going to come into play. You mentioned the inside-outside with Iowa State. And, you know, we talk all the time about players who made the wise choice in going back to college when Yang did that. And his game has improved accordingly. You know, if they had just a little more depth, Joe, just a little more depth, I'd give them a better chance against Virginia. But I think...
Well, the injury to Naz Long destroyed all their depth, Bob, and they went from a seven-deep team to a six-deep team. Yep. And Matt Thomas has emerged as a big-time player.
Yeah, no question about it. But it Bennett's team, they're just a little bit better offensively, deserving of their seed, and they're... I'm in accord with you. I was a little back and forth on this one, but I they're going to move on.
I think so. I think it's going to be, and I think it leads to a very intriguing matchup in the Elite Eight. And I think finally, when it's all said and done, Virginia finds a way to get to the Final Four, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
A team that I haven't been a fan of over the last few years. I think they finally get it done, Bob.
Yeah, I can agree with that. And I mean, when you consider where they were just a couple of years ago, too.
Exactly right. John Paul Jones Arena is rocking these days. And on the other side, we're going to talk to Mike DeCorsi. He's from the Sporting News and the Big Ten Network, and help us break down all these upcoming matchups in the Sweet 16 next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by two. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Mike DeCorsi. Yes, indeed. Sporting News and Big Ten Network joins us on the Attack, and madness is upon us. And boy, it has been a mad, mad, mad world in the world of college basketball. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Nice to have you back with us. Joe and I were talking about the craziness of the first week, but when the dust was settled, we talked about how the fact it's basically all chalk, and the teams that are involved, there's some really good basketball being played in this tournament.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd go so far as to call it chalk when you have an 11 and a 12 seed, an 11 and 10 seed, but we have all name brands. Big name brands, the 11 and the 12, the 10 being Gonzaga and Syracuse. So not exactly your Stephen F. Austin's or Middle Tennessee State's left playing.
And, you know, Mike, that's one of the interesting things. We get all excited, and it was a great first weekend, perhaps the best first weekend we've ever seen in this tournament. And you got the double-digit seeds springing the upset, the mid-majors wearing Cinderella's glass slipper, and you had double overtimes, and you had buzzer beaters, and you had everything. But when the dust settled and the smoke cleared, 15 of the 16 teams from power conferences outside of Gonzaga and Syracuse, it's a lot of low seeds and a lot of top four and five seeds. And I guess in many ways we got what we wanted because we have an opportunity to get some terrific basketball going forward, because we got the best and brightest in college basketball, you know, still in play when the smoke cleared.
Yeah, I mean, some of the ones that are alive are going to have to play better basketball to give you that good basketball you're looking for. Because Texas A&M, for instance, was really bad for 39 minutes and 30 seconds on Sunday. I was there courtside, and there was not much terrific basketball played by the Aggies until the overtime period. So in order for us to get that great basketball, teams like they and Notre Dame are going to have to pick it up a little bit, but certainly they have the capability of doing that. They've done it this season, just not in the tournament so much. I think that this round of 16 really looks really appealing, that we're going to have some very compelling games.
Well, let's stick on that matchup for a couple seconds here. You know, you look at A&M and you look at Oklahoma. As spotty as A&M has been, do you give Oklahoma a significant nod here?
I don't, because I was there when Oklahoma played VCU. They didn't play much better. I mean, Buddy Hield did. And so having Buddy on the floor gives you a big advantage. He was just tremendous in that VCU game. And that was a game in which VCU really aimed their entire defense at stopping Buddy. And it worked, except when it didn't. And every time they made a small mistake in devoting their attention to him, he punished it. That's how good he is. That's how confident he is. Another chance to watch Buddy Hield, I'll take that every time. Just a wonderful college basketball player having one of the really good seasons that we've seen in college basketball in this century.
Well said. That's the voice of Mike DeCorsi from the Sporting News and the Big Ten Network joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You go to the other matchup in the Sweet 16 out of the West region. Number 4 seed Duke, number 1 seed Oregon. Duke's not deep. You know, the injury to Emile Jefferson has really hurt their depth. However, I think in the Thursday
half of the Thursday, Saturday, it doesn't matter all that much. And what I'm looking at as a key to this game is Oregon being able to stop Duke on the perimeter and limiting their three-pointers. If they can do that, I think some of the other advantages Oregon has may really come to light and give them a clear advantage in this game. Your thoughts, Mike?
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this is that Oregon does not have a big power game. I mean, it's not who they are. Chris Boucher is a terrific three-point shooter. He's certainly a great shot blocker at the other end, but on offense, he's not super powerful. Probably the most powerful player on the floor will be Plumlee for Duke. And so that problem for Duke maybe isn't exacerbated by the opponent as it often is, as it certainly was in the second Carolina game, for instance. If you look at that, and then you look at the fact that that in the backcourt, Duke's probably quicker at most positions. I think Oregon's going to have to be really tightly knit together on defense to keep Duke out of the lane for the most part. Yeah, I think that given that Oregon is not physically overwhelming, that I think that Duke is the team that is going to make Oregon worry. And they may figure it out, because, again, you only have to figure out six guys. And although the depth in terms of fatigue won't be an issue or isn't likely to be an issue, it always is an issue in terms of, well, if one guy's having a bad game, you don't have anybody else to put in for him. If one guy gets into foul trouble, and Plumlee does from time to time, you have really very few answers for that. And so that's where Oregon might have an advantage in tonight's game.
Well, let's break down and move from there to Miami and Villanova, and two teams that are playing pretty significantly good basketball right now. And Nova, this is usually when we're talking about their exit or something to that effect, but it looks like maybe they're finally ready to get over the hump.
You know, it really hasn't been that many times that they lost early. I mean, it is in the sense of, like, they were given a 9 seed and they lost early or whatever. But they were in the Final Four in 2009, and then they lost early in 2010 as a 2, and then each of the last 2 years, so they got this rep for that. But it was really more about just, you know, their teams were very good, but they weren't elite. They didn't have the great talent that some teams have, and they still probably aren't quite as talented as some of the teams they'll play against. But Miami really isn't one of them, and that's why they're in a good spot. Not that Miami's not in a good spot as well. Miami's terrific too, but I don't think Villanova has to walk onto the floor and worry that the other team's got, you know, a game-changing player like a Napier or a Cat Barber. I mean, Angel Rodriguez is terrific, but so is Ryan Arcidiacono. I mean, he's tremendous, and Jalen Brunson is terrific. And so they don't have to walk on the floor and worry about that as much in this game as they've had in the past few years.
You know, Mike, and I look at this game, a 2 seed in Villanova, 3 seed in Miami out of the South region, and I see Villanova perhaps playing the best ball of any team remaining in this tournament. And if there's one thing they're going to have to deal with that I think Miami can throw at them that may be difficult for them, Miami has a little more length. Outside of Ochefu and Reynolds, Villanova really has no size. Do you think that length of Miami in a couple of spots is a real concern for Villanova and will be something that will be hard for them to deal with?
Yeah, especially because Jim Larrañaga, the coach, puts them in such good positions. They're very well coached on defense, and that's where the problem is. Even if Miami didn't have quite the length that they do with Jaquiri and some others, I think the problem for Villanova would be that they're going to have to penetrate what is not an easily penetrable defense, and that's where the problem lies. Villanova needs to get into the defense because they're not as great a shooting team as they've been at times in the past. They need to get the ball deep, and it's not going to be easy to crack Miami with that. And so that's why one of the reasons why maybe I give Miami a little edge. I think Villanova's got more good players, and yes, they have a great coach. I think the only way this works in Villanova's favor is if they shoot out of character, as they did on Sunday against Iowa. They're not a great shooting team. They play a lot of guards, and you'd think they would be, but that's not really been who they are. And they were on Sunday against Iowa. They didn't need to shoot it to beat Iowa badly. Iowa was really not ready for that game, but they did shoot it well, and so it made it even worse.
Well, my team that I picked in Kansas, and I like the way Bill Self has gone about things this season, matching up against Maryland, should be an interesting test. I just like the fact that Self has sprinkled in the youth and all that athleticism with the experienced players who have been there before. This is why I picked them. This is why I think they're going to prevail again.
Well, you know, I think it's a great point. And what's interesting is I have a story coming in the next few minutes on Sporting News about the fact that it's been since 1987 since we had a national champion that did not have a first-round pick in its starting lineup. That's a lot of champions to break the trend. And maybe if Kansas has a great next couple of weeks and wins the championship, then people's view of Wayne Selden will be, look what he did instead of look what he doesn't do. The doesn't usually comes to, he tends to drift a little bit. Bill Self talked yesterday about how he settled a lot. And I noticed that at the start of this year, after playing tremendously for Kansas and USA basketball in the World University Games, I mean, he was ripping the rims off in South Korea. I'm glad they were able to keep the backboards up. And then he comes back to the States and he starts making threes and he just falls in love with it and just starts shooting threes. And the reliance on the three limited him as a player and limited Kansas as a team. Because even though he was making a bunch of threes, the fact that he wasn't attacking was making Kansas lesser and was making him less impressive. So he's getting back to attacking. He's playing more at the rim now. And when he does that, kind of looks like a first-round pick, and Kansas looks a lot more like a champion.
I think that was well said, Mike. And you really did a great job of covering Thursday's Sweet 16 action with us. We got you for about 2.5, 3 more minutes, so I'll kind of ask this and give you a chance to run with it. Got 4 interesting and intriguing matchups on Friday. Maybe you give us a quick overview of them all and kind of a quick thumbnail on each one and how you expect to see them break down.
Well, I think that the Indiana-Carolina game is the one that is fascinating most to me because I think they both have the ability to be champions. Probably, in my view, they're, as we talked about Kansas, those two are two of the other three best candidates to win it, and they're going to eliminate each other, one or the other, Friday night in Philadelphia. Carolina has an obvious advantage. They have more bodies. They're healthier with Robert Johnson bothered and Juwan Morgan bothered by a shoulder and Robert by his ankle. But if Indiana finds a way to make shots, to make three-pointers, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, most of the time they do, but it gets harder the better teams you play. If they could find a way to make a boatload of threes, then I think they've got a shot at pulling the upset. The other game in that region is very fascinating because it's such a contrast with Notre Dame and Wisconsin. Notre Dame wanting to play a little bit more freely, and Wisconsin's going to grind you into the court. They've done really well with that against Pitt and against Xavier. Now Notre Dame, I think, has a little bit better feel for what it wants to be right now, and that's the challenge for Wisconsin is to make Notre Dame play its game. Zach August matchup is essential to that game. August is a veteran. He's a senior. And Happ is maybe the craftiest post player in college basketball. August has seen everything. Has he seen this? I think that'll be what decides the game. In Chicago, the offense of Iowa State against the defense of Virginia, probably the best unit-on-unit combat we'll have in this tournament. Those two are probably the best at what they do best, but I think Virginia's a lot better at its offense than Iowa State is at defense. I think that's why Virginia will carry it home. And lastly, the last of the 16 games in Chicago, you're going to have to help me out with who the other matchup is because I'm blanking.
The last one in Chicago is Gonzaga and Syracuse,
Cinderella stories,
right? double-digit seeds.
We started this conversation with Gonzaga. You know, I think that the key there is Domantas Sabonis, how does he work within the zone? Where do they put him? I think if they put him in the high post, he's an easy target for feeds over the front line of the zone. You get the ball to him in the high post, he attacks from there, either putting the ball on the floor and getting it to the rim. kicking it back out to an open shooter, shooting it from that spot, which he's very good at. If I don't see Sabonis in the high post, then I start to like Syracuse a lot better.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the couple minutes. You've got the article on Kansas coming out literally in minutes, and we'll be looking for everything else that you put out over the course of the weekend. Thanks for the time. We know it's a busy time.
All right, you're welcome back.
We'll get you down the line.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike Corsi here in the Attack. And, you know, again, he writes great articles. He does great work, and he's usually spot on in what his observations are. So we'll see how it plays out over the course of the weekend. We're going to step aside and wrap up the Attack here on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Wasn't that bad. Terrific show today. Hope you enjoyed it. We want to thank our figure skating pair of David and White from the Great Wall of China, which is absolutely amazing. In fact, they're even doing that event is just incredible. And, of course, Mike DeCorsi for coming on board as well. And, you know, look, when you talk about the – oh, and let me not forget Mr. Cameron. Let's not forget about the front lawns. Yes, indeed. But, you know, when you're talking basketball, there's nobody better than Mike DeCorsi. He gets it done. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He covers it like a blanket. And we'll check out all the picks and Joe's picks and my picks on tomorrow, and at least as far as tonight's game, going over the course of the weekend as well as we head towards the Final Four in the world of college basketball. Well, that's it for this edition of Attack. Want to thank Robert out in the West Coast for making sure it all stays on the air. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.